Not crazy girl. That is bad example. Yes, otherwise it will become a hotel. Hotel we are preparing also. Transcendental hotel. But they must wait for this guy. I think it is perfect. Otherwise, what will be the impression of the child? That one treatment to one or one treatment to one. Well, everything is there. By God's help. He knows there is elephant. Trap. Elephant is trap. Horse is carriage. Everything is there, magnetic. And for small loads, the bulls, the asses, well, he's gone back. In the kitchen, they're preparing tea. They're preparing tea in the kitchen.
Oh, tea. The cook was making tea in the kitchen. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, Nanda Kumar is seeing me in such office. At Upper Salem. So do the modern botanist, biologist know all this? In our hospital, there is an old plant. Our plant, you know, a Rudra something.
You can understand one species of life. How can they understand eight in this point of
and after I have described so many things, it is nowhere. And whatever nonsense they talk, that
that's because the Shastra is not very practical.
Huh?
It's not very practical.
Why not practical?
Because you can't do anything with it. I mean, you just read it. And,
he can press your throat and kill you. You can do this. Do you admit or not?
Yeah.
That is the practical thing for the demons. Mithu sarva harasta ham. I mean, Vinapasibu is met in Mishinnaga. Yes, yes. You are here.
But that's all mythology. That kind of thing never really happens.
When it happens, we'll see. Next part, 2 years. You think death will not happen to you? You are so cool to think like that.
I mean, it's still going to happen to me even if I read these books.
The books are there. What is happening? Actually, yes, sir. Books, therefore it is practical. Because what is written in the Shastra, that is happiness. That was the question. Sutra, you said the symptoms of Kali Yuga. That happened. But
called Mayavadi, transcendental, they also don't believe in suffering.
Yes.
If one man is a great devotee of one so-called Swami, he was quoting Bhagavad Gita inside and out. And then it comes to the verse that you have to surrender everything to Krishna. Then he says, well, actually, this Bhagavad Gita is written by some man, unknown man. But I said, what is the value of this? Why are you quoting Bhagavad Gita? Why are you learning? It is knowledge, very nice knowledge. So any knowledge is imparted by any mundane man, what value does it have?
So why don't you accept this?
What is the use of quoting? Yes. That's the answer. So they know that they can make money by quoting Bhagavad Gita. People will not accept anybody if they openly say that they don't believe in Bhagavad Gita.
That was going on. It is the first time we are present. We must take it seriously. It is the first time. Otherwise, this was going on. At least for the last 200 years.
And then when we say about that devotee goes to Vaikuntha, this and that. Well, Vaikuntha and all those things, they are just myth. This is baloney.
You are authorized.
Yeah.
You rascal, you are authorized. Everything is myth. You are simply truth. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Well, reality and
why everything is me, then why you are truth? You are not me. Everything is me, but you are not me. What is the use of talking nonsense?
They believe in whatever is existing now. Whatever is existing now, or whatever they have.
And what is not existing, which is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the Jati Bandhan Maya system, but still people say, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, I am this, it is existing.
They would even believe the mundane historians more than the Shastra. Like the historians have very funny stories. The Aryans came from the Northeast Asia or something. Central Asia and inhabited in India, then the Indian civilization sprang. Everybody thinks that India was not the original inhabited. It was all inhabited by the Dravidians, and then the Dravidians were pushed in the south, and then Aryans dominated them. Whatever they learned in the schools. And because they have this theory, therefore they have to date all the Shastras after, either after Christ or just 2 centuries before Christ. Bharat, they say, it must have been a small fantasy too, and some poor imagination made it a big war.
You say Menard.
They say the Mahabharata was written 1400 BC, and that date correlates with dates of the Egyptian and
Greek Empire of that. So many dates have been closer to that, which is correct. That is our system. So many dates have discussed, but which one is correct? Everyone is correct, but everyone is incorrect. There cannot be many dates. That's not perfect. Date must be one. So which one is correct? We'll answer this.
Everyone has a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that. He is also one of them. Others, they do not accept. So,
only thing is that some of the historians, they say there was no war like Mahabharata. It's all fictitious. There's nothing like Kurukshetra. Some historians say that there is Kurukshetra. There is evidence of war of Mahabharata. But none of them completely agree with the description. They all have their own fantastic theories. Those even those who say that...
So why should I accept it?
How can we prove the infallibility?
They cannot prove. Our proof is already there. They cannot prove. Why didn't you take that part? These rascals, they are contradictory to one another. So they cannot prove. Our proof is already there.
We should aim at. You cannot prove.
You cannot prove. So why should I accept you or he? We accept our own. That's all. After all, you agree amongst yourself. Then question. You cannot agree. Why can I believe you? One says that he is wrong, and the other says he is wrong. Now he says that both of them will reject him. Hey.
Well, how can we impress the masses that we are right?
Huh?
The innocent people.
They are not historians. That's it. They will believe Mahavan. They are not so-called historian times. They still believe in the Vedic stand.
People in general.
But actually, doing them. They may believe or not believe. Our belief is going on all over the world. Is it not?
Yes.
That's fine. Palena Policia. Hare Krishna. We don't make any compromise. What he believes, we are preaching that it may accept. So you believe or not believe, it doesn't matter for us.
Institutions. They also say Indian mythology.
They have been taught.
And they put out books on Mahabharata, Ramachandra, Indian mythology.
A good guess for that.
99% of the people are completely upset.
No, not 99%. Maybe 9%.
No.
As a matter of fact, science is not revealing
now.
Science is also realizing that it is not a way to realize God. I mean, the science is when you were a student at college, was much different than what it is today. That's the good. The scientists have realized that they are nothing before all that is observed. And the director of all that action is finished and Hare Krishna. Swarup Dhamanda is real scientist. He's admitting. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Activities are there. Education, charity, the whole car. Why do you think they're required? What is the meaning of becoming advanced in such things? Avishita artha. Avishita artha. Without any doubt, the artha, the conclusion is that this will describe the wonderful activity that the Supreme Court has. There it is, perfect education. These aspects are saying, now you don't require that. No, sir, but this man is like
asleep, brother.
Our group has been very. They have realized the working of God in every atom from Aldebaran. It was so some 50 years back that the scientists did not believe in the existence and working of God. But they have much changed now.
That means they are fully. Now they are coming to.
But they have died out the previous generation, not the new generation. No, it's still there.
Probably
there. There cannot be uniformity.
So many there.
Yes. One scientist came to talk with me in California. And he said, God? What is God? We have not solved everything. And you are asking,
you have to make a single living face yourself. Give you all the ingredients, all the chemicals, and make it a living face. If you can make it,
it doesn't be the answer to that. They are so foolish. I very strongly talk with them. It's the stubborn dogish. That scientist guy told me that you are a demon. You?
I told you.
You are a demon. He tolerated Yes. Yes, having the Mammon and not God. So many psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists become there. Lost and I mean, the psychology study the real science. We can lead a man to the higher understanding of life. Psychology. The abstract sciences of, I mean, biology and physics, chemistry are the lower science. The psychology is much higher. No science is perfect. In imperfection also there may be gradation. Mm-hmm. In imperfection also there can be gradation.
Gradation.
That I give the example. Two. This side and that side. The dry side and the moist side. Somebody says, oh, this side is very good. It is dry side. Yes, this is very good idea. Stool is stool. But they are thinking this side is very good. Because it is dry.
And this is also
from different angle.
You look it from different angle. Scientists have a different angle.
There is no different angle. It is full. Stool is stool. This side, if you say this angle is very efficient,
that human stool is a stool for the human being. Does it not become a food for a stray dog that you see?
Does it not become the food for a stray dog that you see?
When I was a small boy, I was very much wondering how this filth that is extracted from human body can nourish the dog's body. But that is the bountifulness of God.
Like that.
Now don't talk. I was a professor in the college, so I am very sorry. I am this that particular habit is lurking me as yet.
My eyes in the scientist.
It's like tomorrow photo eyes. Hello, baby. Tamil Maya mom. But that is what it is for. It had me thinking when I was a small baby boy, how this could, maintain the body of a dog if there was no something in it.
And
it is a very important thing to understand and think about it.
Very good, Savastra. Tool is full of hypophosphites.
Whatever it is, but then there it is.
Analyzed by a big doctor. You know that Dr. Ghosh, who came? Dr. Ghosh,
yes.
From Allahabad.
So,
one day, I went to his house, and I saw in a place something yellow, his death. And what is this, doctor? Ah, oh, that is stool to the exam.
Now, I give you, the stool, so long as it is in your body, it is you, a part of you. Because we are all, majority of us are body conscious. A very few people like you may be soul conscious.
That is my
even though we are in the process of making, a soul consciousness. But soon, every moment we are a body conscious.
Yeah, that's it. But that is Mayavad's love.
Everything. Mayavad and Novad is a fact that we are body conscious. We look to the facts, we scientists.
Ramakrishna ate stool because he said stool and prasadam are one.
Hmm? No.
Yes, stool?
Yes.
Where did he say?
And his disciple, one of his disciples.
Disciple has been, but
as an experiment to show that it was all one, he said that he ate stool.
No, of course I do not know about stool, but he wanted to eat.
Because he
tried to worship God in the form of Muslims.
Yeah.
So, he wanted permission from the proprietor of the temple. Now, I am going to experiment Mohammedan religion. So, I want to eat meat. peace. So he said frankly, and now we have to go also.
No, but he did not
eat.
He did not eat. He saw it and that's all.
No, I mean, admission was not given by the proprietor. He had no other way to get the money. That's money is husband.
Husband died?
Yes, he was a widow. His son-in-law.
Yes, son-in-law.
Mathur. Yes,
Mathur.
Ah, yes.
So he experimented as a Christian, as a Muslim and all, and he said he came to the same truth.
That is rested. He experimented means he was a fool.
No, but
who makes experiment? One who is fool. One who knows why he should make experiment.
And if you make experiment.
Therefore that holds.
You say so.
We don't make any experiment. We don't make it. He said Krishna is God.
That's all.
No experiment.
He said Addison had not made experiment.
Addison, all these are
rascals. This is wrong.
All these
Addison. You would not have the electricity today in the space.
We don't make any experiment.
You see the matter of worship is the experiment with the matter of worship.
Experiment means or not. One who is making experiment is a priest.
I mean experiment of making method of worship itself. You worship this way.
There is no method. Priest. Only method. Bhaktavana Muljana. That is method. All that stuff. All that.
Yes, all that.
When the Christians do go to the temple,
I don't say Christian and Hindu Muslims.
Anyone who is not a doctor, he is a doctor.
That is our concern.
That who is a Mura. It's not a bhakta maun.
Why should we experiment that? But that is the way of bhakti, sir. My contention is this. With all my... I admit myself meekly.
Truth is that truth. There is no experiment. Truth is you cannot make experiments. All right, let us see. The sun may rise this side. Can you do this?
I think I am not explicit to you, sir. What I mean to say is, way of worshipping.
There is no other way of worshipping. Except bhakti.
No, but that is also bhakti, sir.
Yeah.
In that
bhakti. Only one. Bhakti avamun.
Upaman.
God is one. God is one. And to understand God is one.
That is it. He has seen the same God by all the days. If I don't
there is no other. That is foolish. That is explained. Ippanna devata vakya jadanti sadhyantam swami vasevi bhajanti abhidhi purvakam. That is abhidhi.
Ippanna bhajanti. They are bhajanti. They are not non-bhajanti like so-called mood scientists like of our
bhajanti as it is. Bhajanti. Not bhajanti. Bhajanti abhidhi purvakam.
That is not the way. Bhajanti avidhi purvakam. Bhajanti avidhi purvakam.
Jajanti.
Bhajanti, sir.
Bhajanti.
Bhajanti. Bhajanti. Bhajanti avidhi purvakam. They are...
I
have still... I
think Jajan
Bhajanti. Bhajanti has been. Bhajanti. Parasmai Parasmai. Bhajanti Abhishek.
Yes, it is Abhishek.
Abhishek.
That is ambition.
Deva Abhishek.
Where is God?
Yes.
those who worship devas, they go to devas, and those who worship me, they come to me.
Deva
nyanti devyaja. Yes. Bhuta nyanti bhutejya.
But these
you
worship any deva to go to Krishna reference. They say there are as many ways of Krishna reference. How many come? They are all against Shastra. All against Shastra. Hare Krishna. Jaya.
Samam sarvesu bhuteshu tishtantam parmeshwara.
Samam sarvesu bhuteshu tishtantam parmeshwara. Samam sarvesu bhuteshu tishtantam parmeshwara. If you see materially, either dog or a big Brahmin, the body is the same material. Body, when you dissect the body, you find the same blood, same muscles, same bone, that's all. That is material. And spiritual is their atma. Therefore, samadhi.
From that point of view,
that is basic point of view. Not that he's seeing a Brahmin and dog. No, not that. He's seeing the outward and inward. Inward is spirit, that is one, and outward matter, that is one.
Yes, that is
the same thing. Because he does not see the form, he sees the individual. There are so many huts and pots, dolls. So any sane man knows that these are all made of earth. That vision is wanted. But these rascals, they are thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, I am fat, I am this, I am that. Therefore, they are imperfect.
Oh, we are prepared to think we are American, but they don't take us in court.
You see,
I'm a little digressing from this point. You see, before the India became free, we had an extremely high opinion about American race, American people. Because then it was the American president who supported the freedom movement of India. But unfortunately, Dalits spoiled the peace.
No, I am not speaking from that point of view. I see that the Americans, they have helped me in Krishna consciousness.
You, but the whole India, they have.
That is the only you who I feel obliged to.
Because president,
nobody helped me. These wires helped.
But President Roosevelt, by whose action, Mr. Churchill began to lose his grip on India.
And these American governments, they have never put any hindrance in us. They are rather appreciative. And many American old gentlemen came to congratulate me.
Because you are helping them, salvaging the boys from the Madhusanas and all that.
Whatever it may be, but they have helped me.
We are not supporting them.
In Bhopal, in 1962, in China war, only the help America. And look, our city is not so good.
Because that is the democracy in India.
And another thing, from a material point of view, I am touring all over the world. So many times. Materially, nobody is as opulent as them. Nobody.
Because the brains of the world are drained there. That is the real cause. Brains of the world.
Money. to get money in Bombay. But why there are problems? It is, unless money is destined to get money, he cannot get. It is not that so cheap thing that I want money, money will come. It is Janmai Satya Sutatri. Unless one is fired, he cannot get money. He cannot get education.
Yatra Yogeshwaro.
So, in that case, in that sense of materiality, Janma is such a sutasri, his force is not the Chavetananya. Patient with this Tapasasri. The Gedded Force. Thousands of young men joining, but they are in Indian origin.
Because they are already joined.
They are all unfortunate now. They have been so much trained badly. They think, frankly, this Hare Krishna we have seen in America. When you chant, the Americans are chanting on the street, and the Indian students. Oh, this we have done much. We have nothing. Here also they are thinking like that. What is this Hare Krishna? Yeah. A Vedas means. Shastra says, Hare Nama is a Kevala. And these rascals are thinking, oh, Hare Krishna, yes. They have become so greatly intelligent. These rascals. They do not believe in Shastra, in Sadhu, in God. All these incarnations and big men, they say, what is the use of Shastra? Even this Anandamayi says that in higher advanced man, there is no need of Shastra. He is above Shastra. She says that. And Krishna says, Kashaka Vidhi Vistrija, Vatrati Kamaka, Lakhit Jain Savat. Immediately conduct. If you don't believe in Shastra, you are at Krishna. And they say, oh, there is no need of. And his incarnation of Krishna, this Bhargavi rascal is this. There is no need of him. Now I'm sinning, of course.